Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to talk to someone that I got a charge on my Visa card. I need to talk to someone about that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So if you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can get that account pulled up for you, ma'am.
My zip code is 41501.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please, ma'am?
Elizabeth Blackburn.
Could it be under Angela?
No.
Okay, one second. Okay, yes, ma'am. I was able to locate that account.
Okay.
Could you verify this shipping address for me, ma'am, for security purposes?
7195 Zebulon Highway, Pikeville, Kentucky, 41501.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm looking at the account, and it looks like here this account has been canceled.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. When I done a survey, and I received a I really forget what it was now. It was some kind of a Wi-Fi thing.
Wi-Fi booster?
And I didn't know then later on when I got my Visa bill, there was a charge for $49.97 on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware of that. And I called my Visa card representative, and mm-hmm. they put a stop on it. But they
yes,
have
ma'am.
Since then sent me a letter saying that I should have been aware of all this. They sent a copy of the order detail to them. Well, when I got this, I didn't receive none of this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know nothing about the $49.97, and I do realize they're going to recharge my account for it. I just want to make sure, excuse me, that there are no other charges for this, because I don't even know what this is for, really. And as I said, I wasn't aware of it, and they said I didn't reply. But as I said, there wasn't nothing, no kind of papers in the little box that I received. I didn't see nothing online, and I sure didn't receive this letter that you all sent to my card holder, U.S. Bank. I didn't receive the copy that you sent to them. So, but I just want to make sure that there are no other charges will be coming out for this.
No, ma'am, there won't be no more charges. So
what was the $49.97 for?
So that $49.97 was actually for that Wi-Fi booster that you ordered.
Yeah, I took
and
a
so,
survey, and that was one of the things that I had opted of choosing from. So I just chose that. I didn't know there was all this right here to go with.
Yes, ma'am. So I don't know if you read their terms and conditions.
Apparently, I didn't.
Okay, so when you placed the order in their terms and conditions, it stated that if this account wasn't canceled in the next 48 hours, that it would be you will have to pay that full price.
Oh, see, as I said, I didn't see none of that. So, and
yes,
I sure didn't get the letter that came with that you sent to my Visa card. So, I wasn't aware of it. So, okay, I just wanted to make sure there was no other charges that will be coming out for that. Well, I don't think it's fair. As I said, there wasn't no papers that came with that, but I guess you're saying it was on, because I ordered it on
my phone.
It was
on the website.
Uh-huh. Well, as I say, I didn't see none of that after I placed the order and everything, so I wouldn't have took the survey, because I just took a survey in the first place. I would have never done that. But I guess I live and learn, so there's no way I could get that $49.97 back.
Well, anything, so since the account is already in chargeback status, meaning that the dispute is already going on, ma'am, anything regarding...
Yeah, I know that. I realize that. I got a letter from a U.S. bank saying that they're going to recharge it to my account. I realize that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anything regarding like a refund or something, since that chargeback is on this account, we are not allowed to touch it. So if you would like a refund, you'll have to have your bank call us to let us know that the dispute is dropped, and then we'll be able to get you that refund.
So I'll call my card holder and tell them that the dispute has been dropped.
Or you tell them to either drop the dispute so we will be able to touch the account, or either tell them to call us and we'll be tell them to call us that and let us know that they are dropping the charges, and then we'll be able to get you a refund.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great rest of your day.